I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, who helps me understand the many layers of politics in Brazil, the second largest nation in the Western Hemisphere, vital to the success of South America and the Western Hemisphere. And this is a story that is never out of date. The controversial return of Brazil's billionaire beef barons. Subhead, FT.com, out of London. The world's largest meat packer, JBS, listed in the New York Stock Exchange, making a dramatic turnaround for the Batista brothers. Their father was JBS, and the Batista brothers have been very successful growing a butcher shop into a worldwide exporter of the excellent beef from Brazil, except what is known as the car wash, which really should be known as the cattle wash, has to do with bribes of many, many officials of the Brazilian government and other governments in order to win favorite contracts. The Batista brothers settled without doing jail time. However, one of the jailed in the corruption was Lula da Silva, who was forgiven his crimes thanks to the direction of De Moraes. If you recognize that name, he's a Supreme Court justice who's much in the news all the time as an actor in favor of Lula da Silva. And Lula da Silva then ran successfully for president. But the JBS are back in the news. So I ask Ernesto, since he knows the whole story and I don't, the car wash, has that been forgiven and forgotten in Brazil, just a little matter of being corrupt and taking money? Or is there still a sense of outrage in Brazil that Lula da Silva appears to have gotten away with it, Ernesto?
Well, John, as a matter of fact, corruption has been decriminalized in Brazil. That's what we're living through. Brazil today is in some sort of bizarro world. You know that episode of Friends, right? When they, Seinfeld, where they talk about the bizarro world. So everyone who should be in jail is out of jail and vice versa. So until 2018, 2019, there was this huge process of investigating and corruption and putting people in jail. Politicians mainly, but also business people who were associated with them. As you said, the Batista brothers used to run a small butcher shop in central Brazil, and through their friendship with Lula, they were promoted to the role of, national champions in one of the most important sectors of Brazilian economy, which is meat. So they got a huge subsidized credit from the Brazilian Official Development Bank, for example, and all sorts of shady contracts. So they became almost a monopoly of this huge sector in Brazil, and also were propelled to a similar presence elsewhere in the U.S., for example. They're very strong. So, suddenly, after 2019, this old corrupt system rallied again, and with the help of the Supreme Court, basically they started to overcome all the sentences that had put those people in jail. On technical grounds, no one was found not guilty in any sort of clean trial. No, this and that sort of a technical issue was found to free everyone, including Lula, right? But it was not only a question of freeing those people so they could go home. No, it was the question of putting those people back in power. Right? So they're back in power in the executive, in government, and in business. So those are people who run the show. Okay, so if you want to do business in Brazil today, you'll have to go towards some sort of a partnership with one of those people, or the Batista brothers, if you're in agriculture, or other people who are close to Lula in other sectors. So that's why Brazilian capitalism works. It's totally crony capitalism. Why? Well, because not only Bolsonaro, but there was this huge movement, political movement, extremely popular to get Brazil rid of corruption and get Brazil rid of those politicians, and they somehow they managed to survive and to totally turn the table. So today, okay, Brazilians are still totally angry and frustrated with all that, but There's no way to challenge this. There's no way to challenge this. What's happening? Every day you hear news and you read news about ex-corrupt people being freed, and as I said, not only being freed but coming back to where they were before. Call it as you want, but I think that's the worst sort of a regime. It's a facade of democracy, but all the institutions have coalesced around that sort of corrupt project.
So what we have is Lula da Silva paying no penalty for participating so extravagantly in car wash, and the JBS paying no penalty. They're restored to the more power than they had when they were indicted. Is that correct? We have about a minute. We have 30,
right.
30 seconds.
That's correct. So everyone knows what happened. But no, justice, the justice system has annulled everything. Just to give an example. The other day, during a Lula rally, a woman shouted, Lula is a thief. So this woman was searched by the her home was searched by the federal police. Now she's answering. She's been sued for just saying that. So people know, but people cannot say things. Congress people cannot say that. There's no one in the judiciary to say that. So that's the reality.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, now traveling. New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,